a new level. I'm on a new level, yeah. I'm headed for new levels. Can I get a witness? Gotta see this shit in plain sight. You can't go where I'm going, bitch, you ain't invited. Cause this a new level. I'm headed for new levels, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What it do? It's your favorite girl, Jada Niece, back with a brand new episode for the month of April. How the heck is everyone doing out there? I'm hoping good or well is that answer for majority, if not all of you. As for me personally, I can say that I'm here. I'm in a good place, don't get me wrong, but your girl is just here, and for that I'm grateful. April seemed like the most slowest, gloomiest, rainiest, draining month of the year for me. I'm not even gonna lie. The energy April brought was just not for me. Like, it was just not it. I mean, I made the best out of it, but child, I'm glad it's over and done with. I'm glad it's over and done with. My anxiety was peaked this month. Why was it peaked? I don't know. I'm still kind of trying to figure that part out. It's like no matter how much sleep I got, I was tired and sluggish. Didn't feel like going to the gym. I still went, of course, because, you know, discipline. And I was just trying my best to ignore my anxiety, which isn't healthy to do at all. But I just let go and let God, because as long as I have him, I know I'm going to shake back. So I'm not even worried about it. You know, it's been said since forever, the April showers bring late flowers, so I'm just ready to skip to that part with the bright flowers and the bright beaming sun on my beautiful brown skin. With all the gloom and rain, I'm probably lacking vitamin D for real. So that definitely could be a contributing factor to my anxiety being peaked, causing me to feel the way I did this month. Now, April definitely did have a bit more excitement, unlike last month. Y'all remember that tattoo I was fussing about last month? If you don't know what I'm referring to, go ahead and just stop here. You know, click off this episode and go check out last month's episode, Seasons. A little shameless plug there. But y'all, it happened. I got my cover-up tattoo. It turned out way better than I expected. Okay, I'm very pleased with my results. It's so pretty. Although it did hurt like hell after my numbing wore off. No, it was worth it though, because I absolutely love it. And summer is not my favorite season at all, like by a long shot. I'm a fall girly to my core, but I'm definitely ready to show off my new tattoos and show a little skin this summer. And besides me getting my tattoo this month, I also attended a masquerade ball with my family. And I'll just say it was quite an event. And I'll just leave it at that. However, everyone that went looked amazing. Everyone looked great. Especially me, if I do say so myself. One thing about me, y'all, I love any excuse to get dolled up. Hair done, nails done, everything did type time. Because I really be chilling. I go to work. I go to the gym. I go to church and I go home. I don't go nowhere. I don't be having places to dress up and go to. So I be chilling like 99% of the time. But when it's time to step out on that 1%, y'all, it really be like that. Like, I really do my big one each time. Like, I don't know. But that's pretty much everything that this month of April had in store for me. Now, let's get into today's episode topic now that we got that recap out the way. As you can all see from our episode title, we will be discussing self-preservation, okay? Specifically, what it is, what it means to me, why it's important, and how you can work towards implementing it into your day-to-day life. So, let's get into it. What is self-preservation? The Webster Dictionary definition says that self-preservation is a natural or instinctive tendency to act as to preserve one's own existence. And preserve is just another way to say protect, okay? Now, to me, self-preservation ultimately is another way to describe self-care. We all know how important self-care is. And yes, the maintenance stuff like the spa, hair salon, nail shop, shopping sprees, etc. You know, all the things the social media aesthetic side of self-care highlight. That perspective is
and can be beneficial, but I'm more so referring to the more challenging aspect of self-care. Challenging for myself anyways, I'll say. Some of the more challenging aspects of self-care for myself is saying no and setting clear boundaries. This challenge of setting clear boundaries and saying no has been, it's been quite a doozy for me. But it's one I must continue to, you know, tackle directly and persistently because it helps me refrain from slipping back into my people-pleasing tendencies. Because at this point of my life, I no longer have it in me to compromise myself and the things that I value at my core just to appease others. Like, I don't got it in me no more. You know, last month I touched on how during my isolation season, I gained a new outlook on this game called life. Like, that season of my life forced me into a new reality, gave me a new attitude and perspective and new thoughts. So, yeah, I don't know. Standing firm on the no word and my boundaries has been extremely beneficial to me. And another challenge I face is putting myself first and actually being direct about what it is I may need. And I know nowadays, putting myself first has gotten easier for me. Of course, there's been instances where I slip up, but being direct about my needs is where I tend to trip up more, okay? I'm the type of person who pours into others randomly and especially when they need it most. And I love that about myself. God put this heart in me and from it flows love, encouragement, and wisdom. But much earlier in my 20-somethings, I had to understand that I can't pour from an empty cup. I tried it before and it's not ideal or sustainable for me to do so. Okay? I can't neglect myself and then turn around and try to give someone else my all. My house has to be in order. My cup has to be full. Actually, my cup has to be full and overflowing before I can pour into anyone else's. Now, as I mentioned, this whole asking for what I need thing, y'all, that's another story. Part of that is, you know, narrowing down what I need because, duh, girl, you got to figure that part out first. And then B, the vulnerability that comes with asking for my needs to be met. I guess it's kind of a fear as well because clearly if I'm asking, I want a pleasant outcome. But on the other hand, a person's lack of willingness or capability to meet my needs isn't the end of the world. Like, it's not. It may suck. Yeah, it may suck. But this thing called life gonna keep going. So it just gotta be like that sometimes. It's just a lot, y'all. I'm still dissecting it. That's why it's under the list of my challenges. I'll figure it out eventually, and I'll get back with y'all on that, okay? Now, the last challenge I face is forgiving myself. I've mentioned that I am tough on myself, especially in those moments that I feel as if I've fallen short. So I'm constantly reminding myself that I need to extend some grace and ease up on myself. Like, I gotta chill a bit because in life, I'ma fall sometimes. Like, I'm human. I'm gonna make some mistakes. I'm gonna trip up, but it's no need to get on my head like that, like I be doing for falling instead of picking myself up and trying again. Okay, so now why is self-preservation important? And I'm not gonna drag this part out because I kind of just touched on it talking about putting yourself first. So I'll just give an example of why it's important. Self-preservation is all about survival and protection of oneself, as we know. If you've ever flown on a plane, you know the flight attendants give you a whole spiel about flight etiquette and how to ensure everyone's safety, right? They go over seat belts, keeping the aisles clear, when to stay seated, and in case of an emergency, if and when the air masks are needed, what you should do. And the flight attendants go over how to apply the mask to yourself, and they always put emphasis on if someone around you needs assistance, make sure you have your mask on before helping anyone else. Now, a little story time. The first time I flew on a plane, I was a fresh 21 years of age. And at that time, I was having a hell of a time navigating my neurological problems. You know, this was like pre-diagnosis and everything. So when I heard the flight attendants say that part of the spiel, you know, about putting your mask on first before helping others, I was taken aback. Like, I was freaking out a little bit. Like, oh my gosh, I got the disability. I'm not going to survive if something happens. Like, I can't put this mask on by myself. I was just tripping. Dramatic as hell. I already know. Dramatic as hell. But I came to the realization of why the flight attendant put emphasis on that part. Once I calmed down, of course, I had an aha moment, as my dad refers to him as. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. Because how can I help you put your mask on if I've placed myself in a compromising position alongside with you? If I can't breathe and operate correctly, how can I help you? Cookie Lyon said it best. I gotta put me first, Lucius. I gotta put me first. Like, you really have to ensure you are okay before seeing if the next person is okay. I hope that example was sufficient enough to get my point across of the importance of self-preservation. Now, self-preservation is important to me personally because it has taught me the significance of being selective. Knowing when to speak and knowing who to speak to is very crucial. Okay? It's very crucial. Of course, you know, using discernment will help you with navigating who should and shouldn't have access to those parts of you. But sometimes, man, you just gotta zip your lip. Zip your lip. No matter how bad you may want to reveal your hand, just keep it to yourself. Just keep it to yourself. I know firsthand how much energy you can waste by oversharing. Keeping things private about yourself or what you may have going on is essential for self-preservation. Unfortunately, everyone is not rooting for you in life. And some people may enjoy seeing you do big, great things just as long as you're not doing better than them, okay? And my 20-somethings have been one lesson after the other. A lot of learning and unlearning, healing, and just getting to have a better, deeper understanding of who I am. This journey itself has been an experience like no other. And some things I'll say that I've discovered about myself along this journey is just how awesome, how wise, how inspiring, and just amazingly beautiful I am in my core. And that's why I'm all for gatekeeping the essence of me. I really let folks have whatever perception of me that they please. And I'm not gonna lie, that wasn't always the case. I used to be really, really irritated about how I was perceived, because how does one feel as if they have me all figured out based on little to none real interactions? But like I said, as I got to know myself deeply, I came to the realization to know me, like truly know me, that is a privilege. That's how highly I think of myself. To love me or to be loved by me is a privilege. And to have access to my energy in any capacity is a privilege. Everyone is not deserving of that exclusive access to me. It's simple. I touched on guarding your entire being very briefly in February's episode, Guard Your Heart, stating how you should be, you know, guarding more than your heart, but also guarding your eyes, your ears, and your feet. Guarding your person is self-preservation at the end of the day. Self-preservation, although said to be a natural instinctual part of survival, I have to clarify that survival aspect expands beyond the physical. It also includes your mental health and overall emotional well-being. That's why I choose to be very selective of who and what I surround myself with. Because if I, you know, I've seen some things firsthand about how not being selective has gotten people. Like, it's gotten some folks beat down, used, and abused, okay? And I don't want no parts of that reality. I'm good. I'm A-okay on that. Now, the last thing I wanted to touch on today is how one can work on implementing self-preservation into your day-to-day life. Self-preservation, said to be natural, instinctual. Although it's said to be natural, that's just not to say it will always be the reality of everyone or come easy. You know, I believe it should be implemented into everyday use. I think it's critical to implement it to the best of your ability. But if you haven't been doing it, it's not too late to start with baby steps and begin to slowly work your way up to a sustainable point for your individual lives. Self-preservation covers four main points: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Physically working on self-preservation can include exercising, doing breath work, getting a sufficient amount of sleep, taking your vitamins to ensure your body gets the necessary supplements, and drinking plenty of water. Emotionally working on self-preservation can be crying when you need to. I'm a crier, y'all. Excuse me. I am a crier. I live by getting those tears out, and I know some people, especially men, feel like crying makes you soft, so they keep it all bottled up. But man, if you don't release the floodgates and let it out, find yourself a nice sturdy wall to slide down and just let go. Just let it go. We are human beings with emotions. Do not let society make you feel any less of a person for honoring your emotions, because we're human. And just remember, with each teardrop comes healing. So go cry. You need to schedule a good crying session. Just go cry, okay? And some more tips for the emotional aspect is affirming yourself, speaking into yourself, loving on yourself and others, and or even treating yourself to a gift or two. I love that for me too. I do that often. I need to stop, but another story for another day. Anyways, now self-preservation of self mentally is my specialty, y'all. That is my specialty. Some ways I implement it into my life is by journaling daily, attending therapy, reading self-help books. For example, last year I read a book about my specific attachment style, and it was a very insightful read, very good read. If you have a hobby you enjoy, make some time to immerse yourself in it for a while, and even meditating can help. Lastly, some ways you can practice spiritual self-preservation are spending time outdoors in nature. You can spend some time outside. You know, you can bask in the sunlight, embrace the fresh air. Just go ground yourself in nature, like literally. Like, take your shoes and socks off and go touch some grass, okay? Go touch some grass. Practicing gratitude and mindfulness are also good ways, along with prayer, you know, yoga, reading God's word, listening to music, and even dancing. So I just went over so many ways that you can start practicing self-preservation in your day-to-day life. And I know I keep reiterating that it's said to be a natural, instinctual thing for humans. But just in case it hasn't come easy to you and you've been made to believe that it's selfish of you to prioritize yourself, quiet the noise and start implementing some of those tips today. Today. Okay, because I can almost guarantee the people that are calling you selfish and that are opposed to you locking in with yourself are the very ones that who will no longer benefit from you when you weren't doing that. Okay, and to my listeners that are also in the midst of your 20 somethings, we are young, hot, and turn. Okay, for some of us childless and for some spouseless. We got to reclaim our time and pour into us unapologetically. And I know the selfish word has a negative connotation to it, but hey, the key to self-preservation comes with selfishness. That's just the fact of the matter. That's what comes with it. You have the rest of your life to be selfless, but to even get to that point, self has to be good. I'm going to reiterate that part, okay? You cannot get to a point to be selfless if you are neglecting self, okay? Don't forget that. Now, we have officially made it to the end of this month's episode. If you still hear the sound of my voice, thank you for sticking around, okay? Sometimes I get to rambling, but thank you for bearing with me. I hope you all enjoyed this month's episode just as much as I enjoyed making it. Hit me up to give me any feedback that you may have. But hater, I love it. This is The Real Raw Me. Tune in next month for a new episode of Just J. Denise.